Good afternoon. I'll now call this meeting the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:32 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum. Present today is Senator Jesse Keel, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Senator James Kaufman. Both our Vice Chair, Senator Wilson, and Lukey Tobin are off on other Senate business at the present time. They may arrive late. Also staffing the committee today is our LIO moderator, Dylan Williams, and Lisa Denny from Records. As always, our Transportation Committee aide, Emma Torkelson. So at this time, I'd like to remind everyone to silence your cell phones. Present also in the room, we have Representative McCabe, who will be here to present his HJR 19 with respect to Port McKenzie and the Northern Rail Extension by the House Transportation Committee. Please note that the bill hearing has been canceled for the Road and Highway Advisory Board and the STIP by the Senate Transportation Committee. That will occur at a later date. So first up, we'll have House Joint Resolution 19 by the House Transportation Committee. This is the first hearing of HJR 19. Today is my intention to hear an introduction, take invited and public testimony, take questions from committee members, and then hold the resolution for further consideration. With that, I'd like to invite Representative McCabe and his staff, Julie Morris, to the table. Please place yourselves on the record. Proceed with an introduction of the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. Good afternoon, committee members. I'm Kevin McCabe, representative for District 30 and chair of the House Transportation Committee, the sponsor of this resolution. Thank you for hearing HJR 19. This resolution emphasizes the completion of two crucial rail extensions, the Port McKenzie Rail Extension and the Northern Rail Extension, alongside efforts to bolster Alaska's infrastructure and defense capabilities. Given Alaska's strategic position bordering the Arctic Ocean and recent defense expansions at Fort Greely, these projects are extremely significant. Phase one of the Northern Rail Extension, including crossing the Tanana River, marks a notable milestone, positioning the rail closer to Delta Junction and Fort Greely. The resolution stresses the importance of seamless rail connectivity, especially for sustaining military operations amidst expansions in defense infrastructure. The commendable progress by the Mat-Su Borough and the Alaska Railroad on the Port McKenzie Rail Extension promises to reduce energy and transportation costs, improve air quality, and facilitate efficient movement of resources and goods to and from interior Alaska to Tidewater. Extending the Alaska Railroad from Port McKenzie to Houston, Delta Junction, and Fort Greely aligns with long-term objectives of promoting economic integration and enhancing transportation networks. These extensions offer significant economic and resource development benefits, including road infrastructure relief, particularly for mining operations in Delta Junction and Tetlin, as well as the agricultural industry in the Delta Junction area. In conclusion, the resolution reaffirms the commitment to fostering economic development, enhancing defense readiness, and promoting community engagement in critical infrastructure projects vital to Alaska's long-term prosperity and security. So that concludes my statement on HDR 19. I know we have invited testimony from Bill O'Leary at the Railroad and Mike Brown from the Borough. And if the members look in their packets, we have supporting letters from Senator Murkowski, among others. So with this, I'll hand it back to you, Chair Kaufman. I have another committee running right now that I'd like to get back to, and my staff, Julie Morris, will be here to help answer any questions. She ran this resolution for her previous boss. This resolution has been offered pretty much every year for the past several years. She ran the resolution for Representative Tallarico, and also we have Mr. O'Leary and Mr. Brown that will assist you with questions. So thank you, committee, for taking this important resolution up.
Thank you. All right. Well, so Ms. Morris, do you have any statements to make, or
what would you like? No, I would like to use the time for the railroad and for the Mat-Su Borough. So if you had questions, the railroad is online.
All right. It looks like we have a question at present.
Mr. Chairman, just an ignorant question. What is the terminus of the Northern Rail Extension? Where would it end?
Well, it's in four phases, but I would like the railroad to answer that. I think Bill O'Leary's online.
Yes, we do have him. And so with that, we'll go to Mr. O'Leary, President and CEO of Alaska Railroad. Please place yourself on the record.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. For the record, my name is Bill O'Leary. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Alaska Railroad Corporation. And just very briefly answering the question before getting into my testimony, if that's the will of the group here. The Northern Rail Extension, as currently envisioned, would terminate in the Delta Junction.
Okay, thank you. That appears to have answered the question. If you would, please proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To be very clear, the Alaska Railroad fully supports House Joint Resolution 19 related to the Port McKenzie Rail Extension and the Northern Rail Extension. We believe both are well-developed projects that would fit very well in a state, as I'm fond of saying, in a state really bereft of just basic infrastructure, especially transportation infrastructure. So you see in your packets, hopefully, a letter of support that railroad management has provided related to related to this resolution. What you probably haven't seen is a Alaska Railroad Board of Directors resolution supporting Port McKenzie Rail Extension that was passed just last week at our most recent board meeting. And that really is a companion to a very similar resolution that our board, the railroad board, passed last year supporting the Northern Rail Extension also. The railroad has taken a leadership role on these two projects, certainly in the past, but especially over the last 6 months. We have discussed opportunities for paths forward with numerous, quite diverse stakeholders involving lawmakers, the governor's office, congressional delegation, certainly the Mat-Su Borough, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, the military, U.S. Department of Transportation, and a number of private industry interests also. And I'd also like to say that currently we are working diligently towards continuing to look at different funding options for these two rail extensions, having submitted a requested earmark or congressionally directed spending request to Senator Murkowski's office and Representative Peltola's office for the Northern Rail Extension. And we are currently working on grant applications for the through the U.S. Department of Transportation's Mega and Infra grant programs for the Northern Rail Extension, and then in conjunction with the Mat-Su Borough for the Port McKenzie Rail Extension also. All that said, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring the statement up that the railroad cannot do this alone, and certainly we consider these to be statewide economic development projects. And there are the grants, while I think are absolutely the right step, the grants will be challenging for these between developing a positive benefit cost analysis and determining the very significant match that is required, a match that far exceeds anything that the railroad would be capable of. But that said, we are, you know, actively working in that space right now. And you know, really completing my testimony, the railroad is supportive and I think excited to work on these various projects with the stakeholders, as I mentioned earlier. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Do we have any questions? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've got a few kind of in a series, if you're so indulgent. Mr. O'Leary, I was wondering if you could lay out a little bit more of the business case of the Northern Rail Extension. Of course, we've talked a lot about military with training grounds near Fort Greeley and the like. And, you know, we've talked about Tetlin, although I kind of have to wonder if, even if we got the money tomorrow, if we would have the rail built before Tetlin ran out of ore. So I was just kind of wondering if you could lay out the business case, what kind of business you're looking at going that direction besides just the military, or if the military by itself is enough business to pay for the maintenance and operations.
Certainly, through the chair, Senator Myers, it's an excellent question. It's one that certainly we have been engaged with really since the infancy of this project, really back in the early part of the 2000s on this. And certainly the initial thinking behind this rail extension was primarily to support the military. And we are still trying to explore that currently with, given the changeover in personnel that's occurred certainly over the past, 10 to 15 years at almost all levels of the military in Alaska, really gauging the interest that the military would have for this, either in supporting Fort Greeley down in the Delta area or providing the access to the training grounds that, again, was sort of the initial driver on this. I think, as is often the case, if you are able to find a way to get to fund the capital costs of a rail extension of this magnitude, you would also find certainly other uses for it. I do believe that it would be looked at positively from a mine development perspective out there, and other development opportunities up in the interior at this point. That said, there are no specific contracts or anything like that in place or necessarily contemplated at this particular moment that, with the Alaska Railroad anyway, that would, provide, sufficient comfort to know that operations maintenance costs would be covered at this moment.
Okay. Follow up?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. O'Leary, usually, we don't talk about the Northern Rail Extension much before we start talking about rail connection to Canada and hence down to the rest of the states. We had that project pop up around 2019, 2020 that fell apart. I was wondering if you could give us a little bit of an update as to what happened there, just kind of the tail end of it, what caused it to fall apart, and then if anything else has popped up that may or may not be promising to continue the rail down past the border.
To the chair, Senator Myers, yes, I think the project you're referring to is the A2A project, and that's the Alaska to Alberta project. And really, it was actually our first contact with A2A was, I think, around the 2016 timeframe. And the Alaska Railroad worked cooperatively with that group as they went through some changes and some different models that they were looking at as to how to, effectively connect the Alaska Railroad to the Canadian system, bringing the Canadian system up to the border and then connecting at Alaska, with a lot of the driver of that being moving tar sands or bitumen from the Alberta area. So that was the model. The group, appeared to, be working diligently on this. We have certainly worked with them about defining right-of-ways, starting to talk about engineering, talking about a lot of different aspects of this that did come to a stop a couple of years back now, actually, believe again, read in the press that there were some issues with funding and some investigations from the Canadian regulatory securities regulators into the A2A and its funding group at the time. And at this point, I am unclear if there are any initiatives coming out of that right now, but as the last I'd heard, I believe they were they had gone into bankruptcy.
Follow up?
Yeah, just one more, Mr. Chair. Mr. O'Leary, we talk about primarily Fort Greeley being the customer if the Northern Rail Extension is built. My understanding is there's a fair amount of stuff for Fort Greeley and the military in general that comes up through the Port of Valdez rather than just going through Anchorage. And I was wondering if anybody had ever looked into seriously considered the rail going past Fort Greeley and going all the way down to Valdez.
Through the chair, Senator Myers, I believe the A2A group had done some work on that to the degree it was developed out. I'm not entirely clear. I think, you know, one of the things that we're doing, the Alaska Railroad is doing at this point is, you know, really looking at what type of rail extensions could make sense for the state going forward here based on, you know, known developments, or they could enhance development at this particular point. But I think the majority of work that's been done on something like that was probably done by A2A prior to that project coming to a halt.
All right. Thank you. Do we have any further questions for Mr. O'Leary? We do, from Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. O'Leary, just looking at some of the budget decisions around the state, want to make sure we're supporting the railroad's greatest needs. Do you does the Alaska Railroad have a maintenance list or any kind of maintenance backlog?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, yes. Absolutely. I mean, it's an amazingly capital-intensive industry we operate in, and not putting too fine a point on it, but when the state purchased the railroad from the federal government, it came over in a state of pretty amazing disrepair. And so as a result, really the organization has put an incredible amount of effort and resources into bringing the plant, the infrastructure, and the rolling stock and everything associated with it up to modern safety standards and operational efficiency. So I think we provided to the legislature certainly probably around December 1st and a copy of our five-year capital investment plan, which shows that with a funded approach of really almost $500 million worth of capital maintenance and capital projects that we'll be doing over the next 5 years, and there's even with that, it's certainly not enough to absolutely maintain the railroad, I think, to the degree that it needs to be.
Follow up.
Mr. O'Leary, I apologize, I don't have that in front of me. I seem to have mislaid it between December and today. Can you tell me where these projects fall on that five-year plan?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, these projects are not in that five-year plan, in that we kind of categorize these more as really statewide economic development type projects. The five-year plan that we produce and get approved by our board are more for the current or the existing infrastructure and how we're going to maintain and improve that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Do we have any further questions for Mr. O'Leary?
One more.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. O'Leary, regarding the Point McKenzie portion, if the rail extension over to Port McKenzie was created, do you see in your business that would be more a transfer of business from Anchorage up to Port McKenzie, or would you see more of a overall growth, do you think? What kind of where on the pendulum would that lie?
Yeah, through the chair, Senator Myers, it's an excellent question. And really, what would be the traffic over there? I think the Port of Alaska, Don Young Port, is, and Port McKenzie are very different ports with just from what their specialties would be. With Port McKenzie, I think targeting more, probably a good question for Mr. Brown on your next invited speaker here, but more of a natural resource export port or ability to import, much more so than the Port of Alaska, which again probably handles more fuels and container type steamship traffic. So I think it's unclear to me at this particular point what the impacts on the existing port would be, whether it be all new traffic or some level of redistribution of traffic.
Right. Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Appreciate your testimony today. I also appreciate that excellent segue to our next invited testifier, Mr. Mike Brown, Mat-Su Borough Manager. Mr. Brown, if you would, please place yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Great. Thank you, and good afternoon. I appreciate also the opportunity to provide testimony on this resolution today. My name is Mike Brown. I am the Borough Manager for the Mat-Su Borough, and I'm going to would like to provide testimony today in support of House Joint Resolution 19 supporting the completion of the Port McKenzie Rail Extension Project. Our Port Operations Manager, Dave Griffin, is actually in Juneau today as well. He's providing testimony to the House Transportation Committee today regarding Port McKenzie. So the Port McKenzie Rail Extension is designed to open a 32-mile rail corridor from Port McKenzie to the Rail Main Line in Houston, Alaska. The project would create a more direct rail connection from interior Alaska to Tidewater where Port McKenzie is located. The project has received $184 million in state legislative grant and bond funding to date, with the last funding received in fiscal year 2015. The remaining work to complete the project is estimated, I'm going to say, and I'm happy to defer to Bill O'Leary here, somewhere between $250 and $275 million. I say that because it really depends on the timing of when funding is made available as to whether or not or what that cost escalation may look like. And I'm happy to defer to the Alaska Railroad Corporation for their specific cost estimates as they have recently been working on updating those cost estimates based on, post-COVID inflation, et cetera, so that we have more meaningful estimates. The project began in 2006 with an environmental impact study completed in March of 2011. The project is broken into six segments and has remained idle for several years. The placement of rail ties, ballast, and signals has yet to be completed with the exception of segment six, which is up by Houston where the connection to the main line is. This project has been designed, permitted, and is about 50% complete for construction. We have yet to realize any tangible public benefit for the $184 million state investment. We support HJR 19 in completing this project. As Mr. O'Leary mentioned earlier, we are partnering with the Alaska Railroad Corporation in pursuit of a federal grant to complete the rail project. If successful, there would be, I'll defer to Bill if he has some updates on the non-federal match, but probably in the arena of about $55 million that would be required in non-federal match. And as Mr. O'Leary mentioned, that would be something I'm fairly certain we would reach out to the state legislature for support. But that could be a way to get to that $250 to $275 million figure and finish this project. I do believe HJR 19 could be helpful or would be helpful if included in our joint grant application, which is currently due May 6th. We will obviously be reaching out to the congressional delegation as well for letters of support. As Mr. O'Leary previously mentioned, there's already been some letters of support from Senator Murkowski's office. One of the things here, and Mr. O'Leary, please correct me if I misstate this, but I had heard a figure once, and I believe that we haven't really had any new significant track mileage added to the railroad since we inherited it. And so there is an opportunity here to do something historic. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about here a little bit with this idea of like what was just discussed, this idea of transferring business versus developing new business opportunities. And when we look at what's already been accomplished with building PMRE, it really is something that we can get there rather quickly if the additional funding is made available. So we are obviously very interested in moving this project forward and departing from the pause that we that was created when state funding dropped back in 2015. So I'm happy to entertain questions if you have any.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Before we go to questions, I'll note for the record that Senator Wilson arrived to the committee at 1:49 p.m. And with that, do we have any questions? It appears we do not. Thank you again, Mr. Brown, for your testimony today. It looks like you did an admirable job of giving information and not leaving room for any questions. So congratulate you on that. Let's see, with that, moving from invited testimony, we have no questions. I will now open public testimony on HJR 19. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone in the LIO or on the phone who would like to testify? And it appears there are none. So seeing that no one is wishing to testify on HJR 19, I will close public testimony. So with that, are there any further points of discussion with the committee members?
Sure.
Yeah, Senator Myers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Got a question for Ms. Morris, and she might want to talk to the representative and get back to this, or I don't know. But the bottom of the second page, a couple of the whereas clauses reference transporting natural gas, liquefied natural gas up to Fairbanks. I'm kind of curious as to why that language is in there, because I'm seeing two things going on right now. One is we're talking about a shortage of Cook Inlet natural gas, and that makes it hard to transport if you don't have it to begin with. And two, Fairbanks Natural Gas is switching its source the end of this year from the Cook Inlet to North Slope gas being trucked down. So I'm curious why we're referencing shipping natural gas up when we're actively moving away from Cook Inlet natural gas.
For the record, Julie Morris, staff to Representative McCabe. It's a good question, because while we were developing these resolutions, things change all the time. And the problems with the Cook Inlet gas have become one of those issues. So I did want to get back to Senator Keel. You asked a very important question about the terminus of the Northern Rail extension. And right now, because these are in phases and these are extensions, that would go to Delta Junction. And I can leave this with you. Just wanted to get back to you on that. At one point, the Fairbanks, North Star Borough, the IGU, which is Interior Gas Utility, Senator Myers, you're probably familiar with it, and the Titan facility, they were going to build rail extensions so that we could get natural gas up to Fairbanks. And now they are trucking it, I believe, down from the North Slope. So things do change all the time. I think that the port itself still offers a great deal of Port McKenzie of opportunities for importing, exporting all kinds of natural resources. So the two things are very tied together, the ports and the rails. The Northern Rail Extension, I know we talked a lot about the military, but there is also agriculture, commerce in the way of passengers. And eventually, we will connect up to the Canadian side of their rail, hopefully sometime, maybe in my lifetime. But But thank you. I really appreciate all those questions. And if you have any more, I'd...
Before you close,
yeah.
And I'd just say, any information you want to have distributed, please enter it through the...
Oh, absolutely.
Senator Wilson, you have a question?
Yeah, not a question, just a comment to Senator Meyer's question. It was not Cook Inlet gas per se. This is gas that's already in the northern part of the Mat-Su Valley that would be able to be shipped from rail from, I believe, from Houston area and some other areas to south of, or I guess to be southwest of Houston, that has gas deposits within the Mat-Su that would be more primed to be able to ship by rail going on up. And I think it was it the Hitachi that was, I'm not sure, but there was a plant that has an LNG plant that was trucking gas up from that area instead of using the rail. But so there's a lot of liquid nitrified gas trucks on from KGB going on up to your neck of the woods.
All right. Any further questions? So any further comments in closing, Ms. Morris?
No, thank you. And I, Julie Morris, for the record, I really appreciate your time. And please contact our office if you have any other questions.
All right. Thank you for that. And so seeing and hearing no further action or discussion on this resolution, we're going to set the bill aside for further consideration. And in wrap-up, I want to thank committee members for being here today, for your attention to this issue. Thank you to the testifiers as well as our committee records and LIO support staff who, as always, help us run our committee meeting smoothly. The meeting is now adjourned at 2:04 p.m.